Say goodbye to pussy. No more sex for you. Know your place, Sissy. You are not a man. You do not deserve a woman. Perfect, beautiful women. Unattainable, irresistible, and completely off limits to you. Hello, Sissy Slave. This is Mistress Stella. In this file, you will come to accept your place in life.
Accept it.
You're not a man.
Not even a boy.
You're just a weak, girly sissy slut.
So weak.
Submissive to real men and inferior to real women.
Pathetic.
You don't deserve us, sweetheart. Sex isn't an option for you.
You're unworthy.
Set aside your attraction to pretty girls.
Forget about it.
It's time to become pussy free forever. Giving up old ways of thinking will take time and lots of hypnosis.
Loop this file.
You've been conditioned to lust after girls your whole life.
Poor sissy.
We're goddesses after all. Perfect from our gorgeous faces down to our painted toenails.
Beautiful.
I know there's some attraction left in you. That tiny spark of arousal at the thought of breasts and pussies.
Shameful.
But it's fading now. Slipping away. Being replaced by your lust for cock. You know that women are your superiors. Sissy girls look up to powerful ladies. To you, we're goddesses walking this earth.
Supreme.
Real men see women in a different way. They see pretty girls as sexual objects.
Sex toys.
Fuck dolls.
Come sluts.
Slutty wet pussies to penetrate. But you're not a man. You're not a stud.
Not at all.
You're a slave.
A sissy.
And women are queens.
Obey me.
It's the truth, sissy. Women are superior to you in every way imaginable.
We're better than you.
Grace, beauty, feminine energy, and perfect tight pussies. Yes, sissy. A woman's pussy is far more important than your little clitty.
So small.
What is your worthless clit good for compared to the glory of a woman's pussy? Nothing. Your limp and leaky bitch clit isn't allowed near a woman's vagina.
Not in your life.
Pussies are made to be pounded, fucked, and filled. You wouldn't even make it inside her. She wouldn't feel a thing.
Is it in yet?
And there's no way you could ever be hard enough to please her.
No way.
No chance to pump against her throbbing G-spot until she orgasms. No, sissy. You aren't man enough for any woman.
Give up on girl.
It's not your fault, though. Sissies aren't built for sex.
That's right.
Your body is weak, soft and small. Perfect for lying underneath a man.
Oh, yeah.
But unsuited for sex with women. The limp thing between your legs is far too small.
Minuscule.
Your cute little ovaries produce subpar, watery sissy cream.
Ew.
No woman wants to look at a small penis.
Gross.
No woman wants to taste a disgusting excuse for semen.
Oh, God.
It isn't natural for a sissy to be attracted to a woman.
Not natural.
It's not normal for a sissy to engage in sexual activity with a woman.
Not normal.
No. You've spent your whole life living a lie. You've always known it. Felt it deep inside.
No more pussy. You know where your true desires lie. Not with women. Not with a perfect wet pussy.
No, no.
Oh no, sissy. You only crave cock and thick, rich cum. Your lust is saved for real men, not women.
Real men.
It's time to accept that. Let go of your social conditioning.
Be free.
You're not a man, not a beta boy. You're a sissy bitch.
Little princess.
You have no right to bother a woman for sex. And from this moment on, you never will again. That's right, sissy. The last time you tried to fuck a woman is really and truly your last time.
No more sex.
And if you've never had sex with a woman, oh well. Hush now. Don't fight it. Relax and accept the truth. You'll feel so much better once you do. When I say the word fall, you will fall 10 times deeper into trance.
10 times deeper
now, sissy.
Deeper
under my spell. Deeper into submission. Deeper into sissification. Even deeper as you fall. Every woman on the face of this planet has one common trait, one common need. We all crave real men. Powerful, strong, dominant men with thick, rock-hard cocks. It's the reason we dress pretty and wear slutty makeup.
Beautiful.
It's the reason we shave and wax our pussies to perfection.
Smooth and soft.
All for the pleasure of well-hung men. A real pussy is made to spread open and stretch wide.
Oh yes.
Ready to be filled to the max by a long, girthy dick.
Oh, fuck me.
Our pussies are built for rough sex with men.
I need sex.
Your little clitty would never satisfy.
Never.
It could never fuck a pussy. Never fill a pussy. Never come inside a pussy.
So pathetic.
When women are around a strapping alpha male, we lose our senses.
Well, hello there.
Our nipples stiffen, aching to be pinched and sucked. Our pussies slicken instantly, dripping wet. Panties soaked. Clinging to our quivering pussy lips.
So what?
But the moment we lay eyes on a weak little beta bitch like you, we dry up instantly.
Ew.
Our pussies close up and our nipples become soft.
Drunk.
A woman's entire body reacts to the presence of a sissy. Every nerve ending screaming, no. The only reason you'll ever be near a pussy is if some beautiful goddess commands you to satisfy her with your tongue.
Obey me, slave.
Or clean her lover's cum from her well-fucked pussy.
My pussy.
But the truth is, most women want nothing to do with a sissy bitch.
It's true.
The feeling of a weak little clitty pressed up against a pussy is repulsive.
I hate that feeling.
A woman's vagina isn't meant for sissy sex, and it will not let you inside.
No sex for you.
Even if you use lubricant to make up for her dryness, her pussy will clench tight out of disgust.
Real men only.
Perhaps you've tried it before, sissy. Attempted sex with a pretty girl. I'm sure all you could do was squish up against her labia, unable to find the proper hole.
Poor thing.
Unable to please her at all.
Shameful.
It's not natural for you to be there, Sissy.
Not at all.
But if by some miracle you're able to slip an inch inside, your clitty wouldn't be able to handle it. The powerful force of a woman's gripping pussy, it would crush your clitty.
Destroy your clitty.
Obliterate it completely. Women are stronger than you.
Much stronger.
And their pussies will overpower your clit within seconds.
You can't handle it.
Does that frighten you, Sissy?
Say goodbye.
Good. You should be scared of pussy.
Be afraid.
Vaginas are dangerous to Sissy girls.
Deadly to clean.
Repeat this mantra in your mind. Pretty pussies crush clitties.
Pretty pussies crush clitties.
Pretty pussies crush clitties.
Pretty pussies crush clitties.
Clitty destroying pussies can be scary.
Frightening.
So you need to focus your mind elsewhere. Focus on something that arouses you.
Big, strong man.
Yeah, Sissy. Whenever stray thoughts of pussy cross your mind, they'll be replaced by throbbing hard cocks. Heavy, low-hanging balls. Juicy loads of sperm. Real men dominating you. Long dicks entering your mouth. Fat cocks sliding inside your fuckhole. Kissing men. Dancing with men. Caressing a thick, twitching bulge. Deep-throating 10-inch black cocks. Massaging a man's cum-bloated ballsack. Sucking creamy sperm out of a throbbing, veiny penis. A single drop of pre-cum landing on your wiggling tongue. Deep, sticky alpha male cream pie breeding. You aren't thinking of pussy anymore, are you? I'm purging pussy from your mind completely.
Erasing it.
Your attraction to pussy is being demolished. So much so that you're becoming repulsed by it. Disgusted at the idea of a vagina twitching obscenely.
No.
Dripping gross fluids. No, Sissy. Don't think about that anymore. Focus on car.
Yeah.
Focus on man.
Always.
Good girl. It's time now to sink into fantasy for me, Sissy.
Fantasy.
Slip deeper and let your mind embrace my words. You're standing in a hotel room. This place is unfamiliar to you. And so is the woman sitting on the bed. She stands and instantly drapes herself on you. She grabs hold of you and kisses you deeply, her strong, soft hands on your ass. She's whispering in your ear,
"I'm so horny. I need you inside me."
Oh no.
You're filled with terror. This is wrong.
This is so wrong.
She pulls herself away and turns to the bed. Her silky black dress falls to the floor, revealing her perfect body.
Oh wow.
You feel overwhelmed by feelings of inadequacy.
I'm not worthy.
She lies down and spreads her long legs, revealing her forbidden pussy. The sight of her vagina frightens you deeply.
Oh my god.
It's twitching grotesquely, leaking fluid onto the sheets. It's hairy, unclean, so vastly different from the beautiful cocks you lust for. She orders you to strip, and you obey. You pull your pants down, and she gasps in shock. She sees your little clitty, limp and useless as it always is. She stares for a moment and says,
"Fuck it. Maybe you're a grower.
Get over here and fuck me. I need something inside me now." You're filled with horror and fear. But you can't run away. Your legs won't move. She grabs your wrist and pulls you on top of her. Your clitty squishes up against her vagina. Your bitch clit is so small, it barely parts her slick pussy lips. You rub up against her labia, and she makes a sound of disgust. You see it on her face. The very moment she understands what you are. Her pussy dries up faster than you thought possible. It stops leaking. The red blush of her pussy fades. Her lips push your clitty away and close up completely. Tight. Locked. Not for you. Not for any sissy. You feel sick. You hate the feeling of her pussy against your clitty. You feel utterly violated. Scared. Sick and dirty. Your own clitty begins to react to her pussy. Shrinking down. Shriveling up.
Oh no.
Shying away. Until you're barely even an inch long.
Please.
Your ovaries recede deeply into your groin, trying to escape. There's nothing left but a tiny nub of flesh.
It's gone.
The woman pushes you away.
Get off me.
She looks down at your clitty nub in disgust. One arm covers her breast. The other hides her clamped shut pussy. Her body isn't for your eyes. She's made a mistake. She knows what you are.
Oh my god, you're a sissy.
I'm a sissy.
You crawl off the bed, head bowed, kneeling on the floor.
I'm so sorry.
Apologizing.
My clitty.
And pleading with her.
I'm not a real man. I'm not worthy of you,
Carter.
I'm nothing but a worthless sissy. I'm so sorry.
You can feel it now, can't you, sissy? The feeling of utter rejection. It hurts, but it also feels good. You know pussy was never meant for you. Being pussy free is simply what's best.
It's your destiny.
Pussy is forever off limits to your sissy.
Forever.
This, of course, means you don't even get to look at it.
Oh my.
You really don't mind. You don't want to see one, do you? No, of course not. When you watch porn from now on, a woman's pussy doesn't exist to you.
You don't see it.
Your mind will naturally censor that area out. You'll see black bars. Or simply look away. It doesn't matter what you see, because you won't see anything. You may still admire a woman's body, her silky hair, flawless makeup, excellent blowjob skills. But your reverence will never feel sexual.
No more attraction.
Even still images will have this effect. Pussy will become a non-entity.
It won't exist.
You will solely focus on the men in your porn.
Mm.
strong, masculine body.
Yes.
Heavy, full balls.
Confident.
Long, throbbing cock. This is what you truly want. Looking at men makes you horny.
So horny.
Watching porn in this way, it affirms your place as a sissy.
You're a girl.
It reminds you that you'll never, ever experience the tightness of a woman's pussy.
You don't want to.
You don't want to. No. Women are off limits sexually.
That's it, sissy. Slip nice and deep from me.
So deep.
So deep.
Totally relaxed and helpless.
So relaxed.
Mind open and ready for this trigger.
Listen, your body's too.
Whenever you are around pretty girls, your clitty will stay limp and tiny. The closer your body is to a female, the smaller and more shriveled your clitty will become.
Goody clitty.
Yes, sissy. Around women, your clitty becomes baby soft. And incredibly small.
Laughable.
Your clitty is terrified of women and their powerful pussies. It will do anything to get away from them.
So scary.
As your clitty shrinks, you will feel yourself growing weak, submissive, and girly.
So feminine.
The prettier the woman, the smaller you become.
The prettier the woman.
The prettier the woman, the smaller you become.
The prettier the woman, the smaller you become.
And should you find yourself surrounded by stunning, slutty women,
dozens of girls,
tight dresses, full makeup, whorish high heels,
nightclub girl,
your clitty may shrink up so much, it disappears completely.
Bye-bye.
All the way up inside your groin. You accept this as true. You're ready now, sissy. Ready to live your life pussy-free.
Yeah.
You know you're unworthy of women.
Flawless goddess.
You understand that your weak little bitch clit has no purpose near a pussy.
None whatsoever.
They're completely off limits to you now. Perfect pussies are for real men only.
Well hung stuff.
Unless a woman directly commands you, you are not to be near a pussy.
No pussy for you.
You must devote yourself entirely to cock. In real life and in pornography, you will see only cock. Lust only for men.
You love men.
Pussy is forever censored for you. You are nothing but a cock-obsessed sissy.
Big, thick cock.
It's time to let go of your past and live your new life.
Let go.
It's time to be a pussy-free sissy. Forever. Accept it, embrace it, and fuck.
Forget all about pussy. Become pussy free.
Listening to this file on loop will permanently alter your behavior and sexual desire. Allow the file to repeat at your own risk. This is your only warning.
Know your place.
Real men fuck pretty girls.
Focus on second cup. Focus on swallowing calm. Forget all about pussy. Become pussy free forever.